둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Lior Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now so you can keep up with these interviews. We do put out multiple ones every single week. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Michael McDonald. He is back with a brand new record of originals. It's called Wide Open. We're going to talk about the themes that find its way into the record, especially aging, the story behind the song he wrote called Hail Mary, and Strong Enough. He's got Warren Haynes playing guitar on there, so I get to geek out a little about that as well. We're also going to talk about the upcoming Christmas album, get a little tease of that. It's called Season of Peace. It's a compilation. And then he gives us a little hint on the 40th anniversary of the Doobie Brothers' Minute by Minute, which, of course, spurred that huge monster hit, What a Fool Believes. Will there be a chance to play that one with the old gang? You got to listen. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael McDonald.
Hey, Kyle. How are you?
Pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, Kyle.
I'll start off saying we're excited to have you here in Louisville. Touring behind the new record, too, I guess. That's still what this tour is, right? Behind Wide Open?
Yeah, pretty much. We're just kind of, we introduced some of the new stuff into the set, which for us was kind of a godsend in a way, because we've been kind of starving for some new material as a band, you know, to play. And it seems like the audience has gotten to a point where they kind of recognize it a little bit, at least, you know, the diehard fans do. And so it's been fun to, you know, kind of get that reaction, play the new stuff.
I mean, to go that long, it's quite the drought to have something new in the set.
Yeah, it has been a while for sure. We did a couple, the Motown, three Motown records, you know, in between there. So that kept us pretty busy, and we toured behind that. But yeah, this is the first album of original material in at least 10 years. I know that, you know. So it's been kind of fun. It was also like going back to work, you know, with the Motown records. It was more fun than work, really, you know. So this was kind of like pulling my own teeth out, you know.
It made for a great record, though. You know, I do want to talk about a few of the songs on here as well, because, you know, right from the beginning with Hail Mary, I know there's a lot of co-writes on the record, and I think I read that was the one, you know, solely that you wrote.
Yeah, that song was kind of, you know, coming from a more personal place, even though I kind of set up the scenario in a different, something I thought that people might, you know, readily understand better, I guess, and, you know, the man woman scenario, but it really is really just about the personal feelings of being at that point and where you kind of feel like, you know, you want to run it into the end zone one more time, but you wonder if time has passed you by, you know, kind of a thing, you know, and, which I think most people at my age never really are too aware when they're younger what it's going to feel like when you get 66. You know, you think you're going to be on the in a diaper on the, you know, couch watching television, falling asleep, you know, but you come to find out that you're still alive, you know, and so what do you do with that, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the nice double play of that even title right there, because Hail Mary, you know, on one hand is a prayer. It's a very famous prayer. On the other hand, it's almost a desperation last-ditch attempt, you know, as we know it in the sports term. And it's interesting how, right, you know, depending on how you view that phrase is sort of also how you hear that song.
Right, right. And the latter is really kind of how I meant it, was, you know, just, you know, what do I do to feel like, you know, I'm being heard by whoever, you know, one more time, you know. And you know, just not to, I think, you know, when you get to be our age, you kind of second guess yourself anyway, you know. That's the funny thing about, you know, experience gives you a certain kind of confidence, you know, but it also gives you a certain room to second guess yourself, you know. And so I think you always have to kind of somehow find a way to resolve those two conflicting, you know, instincts. You know?
I mean, there's a lot of that about this record, too. I've heard you talk about, you know, if there's a loose theme towards all the songs, you know, it's sort of about coming out the other side in a way.
Yeah, I think so. You know, acceptance is a big part of it. You know, the record for me is learning the art of acceptance and finding that, you know, most of the bigger victories in life are just ones of surrender, you know, that come through surrender, and it's just accepting life on life's terms, you know, more than conquering anything, you know, that's really the kind of foundation for any real joy or peace in living is, for me, has been, you know, one more of just accepting the truth as it comes along, and, you know, not fighting it, not trying to create my own reality, you know.
And I also want to bring up, by the way, more just compliments here. The follow-up song to that, Just Strong Enough. Who's doing the guitar solo on that one?
Well, two guys, Warren Haynes and Robin Ford, both played the guitar on that.
Yeah, I thought that might have been Warren Haynes. You two sound great. I mean, those styles mix so well with what the two of you were doing.
Oh, thank you. I love both those guys dearly. And, you know, it was funny in a way, because when we cut the track, we cut it just initially piano, bass, and drums, which I wish we had cut it with the guitars, because I think we might have even, it might have been a little even more back from the inception, because it was cut more or less as a trio, you know. So the energy, you know, we approached it from a certain point, you know, energy point. And now when we play it live, it's, you know, it's a little more powerful arrangement, I think, live, because the guitar is in it, you know, from the get-go. But, you know, hindsight's 2020. But I love the song. It's a song I wrote with Gary Nicholson.
Now, with this, you know, momentum with the new music, and there's definitely some renewed interest in what you're doing in the public eye, I mean, is there a spark to get more music out there more often at this point?
Yeah, I'm already been recording a little bit, but, you know, I've kind of always done that anyway. I just haven't really been all that adept at getting, you know, a whole project done, and I hope I do better with that this time. You know, I'm always, you know, demoing things, and, you know, a lot of these things were songs I demoed during the Motown projects, you know, but hopefully I'll do a better job of getting to the finish line with the next record, you know, and get it out in a more timely fashion.
kind of curious, you know, with the content that you're talking about on this record. I know that, you know, you're politically minded too. I know immigration's been a lot on your mind as you talk about online. Do you find that stuff comes up in your songwriting at all, especially now?
I've never been one from writing, you know, political songs. I mean, I have in the past, and you know, even taking to the streets was kind of from that viewpoint of the plight of economic disparity in this country and inner city. You know, so you know, and just the fact that there's so many people that seem to be unheard. And that unfortunately we don't, as Americans, all the time look at or listen to what other people are saying and how they're describing their plight. We tend to get defensive about it, you know. And like in this country with Black Lives Matter, you know, you immediately get the reaction, well, White Lives Matter too. Well, no one said white lives didn't matter, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just it's somebody trying to send a message that should be heard and should be listened to with some kind of, not welcomed with immediate disdain, you know, because it's a real situation. And, we have to do better by each other, you know, and it will only make us a stronger country if we do that. You know, we can't be America and cater to one race, religion, or political ideology of people. We have to really be an open society that does actually give the rights guaranteed by the Constitution to all people. And, I wish as a country we did better in listening to each other before we get defensive. You know, it seems like right now we're in an atmosphere of continuing divisiveness, you know, that kind of like 1984, you know, the George Orwell's
right.
book, you know. Just that divisiveness being a political tool seems to be what this administration is all about, you know, and it's going to blow up in our face. It's going to weaken America. It's not going to make America great again. That's for sure.
And it's a beautifully said, which I wholeheartedly agree. I'm going to awkwardly tie that in to sort of your upcoming release too. You've got a Christmas record coming out. This seems to be one of the, you know, musically the things that, you know, a lot of people can at least come together on a bit and season a piece, the Christmas collection. What brings you back to this style over and over again? Because you've had a lot of success with it.
You know, I enjoy doing Christmas music. You know, I've enjoyed writing a certain portion of it. You know, we were lucky with our first Christmas album that we were kind of given the green light to write a lot of the music, and we did a gospel Christmas album, you know, but that was so much fun, you know, and so many great musicians on it. So this is a compilation of that first album, the second album we did for Hallmark, and just some new track that we cut this year. But, you know, I love going out playing that time of year. It's a little more difficult travel-wise sometimes, but the people that come out that time of year are already in the mood, you know, Christmas spirit, and it's a time of year where you see people kind of forget their differences and remember that just being kind to each other is as close as we get to doing what, you know, God wants us to do, you know. And whoever you call God, you know, we all have this one thing in common, and that is we believe there's one God, and that God made us all, you know. And I think that's enough common ground for all of us to start treating each other better. You know, it's too bad we only seem to remember that at Christmas time sometimes.
Luckily, you're out there kind of waving that flag, which is really important. I mean, you have a very diverse fan base from lots of different generations. And I know that could be part of the divide right there to sort of be kind of bringing folks together as best you can with music like this is, I mean, it goes a long way. It definitely does.
We do a song at the end and our encore most nights by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. And it's always an opportunity for me to, you know, just to mention that, you know, what this song is it's a prayer for peace that was, you know, was relevant in the 60s, certainly, but it's even more relevant today, you know, and the question that it begs, you know, is certainly more relevant today than it's ever been, you know, and that is what's going on, you know, why don't we stop and really look at this, you know, because we might see it differently if we actually gave it some thought, you know.
I'll wrap up one more question here, too, because I also noticed December 1st marks the 40th anniversary of Minute by Minute. And I mean, the Doobies are out there with, I mean, both your bands are on tour together, both your old bands with Steely Dan and the Doobies playing together. And I kind of wondered if you guys thought that anything might happen with the celebrations. Have you thought about that?
You know, I talk to Pat quite a bit, you know, and you know, it's come up in our conversations, and I always let him know that I'm willing and able and I love playing with those guys. It's for me, it's a chance to catch up, and you know, I feel like it is one of the best parts of my life is being a Doobie Brother. And I think, you know, once you're a Doobie Brother, you're kind of always a Doobie Brother in a way. And and you know, getting to take the stage with Donald in recent years is something I never dreamed I would have done when we were all 20 something, you know, and playing together back in the early 70s. If you would have asked me, do you think you'll be on stage with these guys when you're in your 60s, I would have said probably not, you know. But so it's a real gift, you know, that I don't take lightly. So, you know, I don't know that anything's planned or if anybody's going to suggest it, but now that you mention it, I might suggest it to see what run it up the flagpole or something.
That would be amazing. Michael McDonald, it's been so great talking to you today. I really appreciate this.
Same here, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Yep. And we'll see you on the 14th, Iroquois Amphitheater here in Louisville. Until then, take care, sir.
Great. Thanks, man. Take care.
Bye. Hey, big thanks to Michael McDonald for the call. Again, his new record is called Wide Open and the upcoming Christmas album, Season of Peace. If you haven't already, please do hit the subscribe button right now so you can keep up with this series. Whether you're listening at YouTube or if you're checking out the podcast version at iTunes or Podchaser, subscribe, give it a rating, leave a review. Then you head over to WFPK.org. That's where you hear me do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where we've also got some bonus episodes of this series. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.